We're going to talk right now with Ron Schneider, who is a student counselor at Woodrow Wilson in Fargo. And the subject will be, what sort of counseling would the high school students at Waseca, Minnesota be receiving? Ron, welcome to KFGO.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Sandy. How are you today?
Very well.
The students and the teachers are back. There is discussions going on. I'm sure the students are interacting with the teachers and with each other and the teachers among teachers. What sort of counseling would you give? This seems to be different. Here's my premise. It usually, in this sort of a circumstance, it's teaching people to deal with grief, et cetera, after a terrible occurrence. And here it is, you're counseling young people how to deal with something that very well could have been. And we're talking about the planned attack and killing of teachers and students and police officers and parents of a Waseca high school student. So your first thought as a professional counselor?
First thought would be basically you got a bunch of people dealing with an extremely potentially traumatic event that has basically got everybody on edge. So my first reaction would be people are dealing with fear. There's going to be a great deal of stress associated with this. I would think most people are going to have some very heightened awareness of what's going on around them, hypervigilance about what they're seeing. So you're going to have people, quite frankly, feeling numb, helpless, and kind of on edge, pretty irritable too, probably.
And I would think that maybe some of the more tender or sensitive might even feel terrorized about associating with already a group of mostly strangers.
Without a doubt, there's going to be some students that are reacting pretty negatively. Those that already have trouble with anxiety and depression, some of those things are going to struggle even more. But I think it's one of those situations where, you know, to kind of do your best to normalize, if you will, to say to the students how you're feeling, the reactions you're having, what's going on right now, you're being super aware of what's going on around you is a normal reaction to something that's this scary.
What would you tell parents or teachers or other students to look for as far as undue signs of stress being on edge?
Yeah, I think with the parents, normally what they're going to want to do is try to get a very normal routine going again, getting them into a regular sleep and eating, get some activity going. Parents are going to want to be able to talk to the kids, listen, encourage them to talk about things, and then be aware of, you know, sleep issues, withdrawing, behaving in kind of out of the ordinary ways, if you will. But I think a lot of what's going to have to go on is a lot of reassurance. This is stressful. I get it. It's not a good thing for you. But at the same time, people are taking care of you. Trust that people are here to help you out when you need it. And be sure to talk to people and ask for help if you want it.
Would those four stages or five stages of grief? You know that one.
DABDA thing.
Do those apply in this situation?
I think so. I think any situation where the normal routine is broken and there's a loss, if you will, a loss of security, you're gonna see some of the denial and the anger and the bargaining, depression, acceptance, the phases that people work their way through with that. I think the other thing that happens is, you know, it's important for us as school people and parents in these situations to reach out and talk to the kids, have an opportunity, but don't make them talk.
But you know,
they're not going to if they don't want to.
Our teachers are very enlightened as to this sort of thing. And I read where many of them, upon returning to school, were expressing, how did I let this get by me? How did I miss this?
Yeah.
And I felt terrible for any teacher expressing that.
Yeah, you really do, because it's one of those things that when you see some of the changes that happen in people, they happen so gradually over time that it's pretty simple to miss them. The other thing is people who work in schools were very, very tuned into the kids and our feeling of protecting them and taking care of them is just unbelievably high. So it's a normal reaction for them too, to kind of feel like they blew it, they missed it somehow. You know, quite frankly, Jack, the next contractor that walks into that building with a 5-gallon pail full of tools is really going to get scrutinized.
Well,
they're going to have such heightened awareness there that it's going to be interesting to be able to see how people react to this.
Ron, do you think the way the students would react at Waseca, Minnesota, would be different than students who are at Davies or North or South or Woodrow?
Nope. Kids are kids. People are people. So I don't think anybody's going to react any differently. I think some of the kids in our schools are going to have some issues. Kids across the country, when they hear about it, have some issues with stuff like this because it crosses their mind of what about if this happened to me? So there's going to be some awareness of what's going on and a little more heightened awareness.
All I can think of is those poor young people. I don't want to call them kids.
Yeah,
but
they are kids.
I think somebody was planning on killing me on April 20th.
Yep.
And my best friends and my favorite teachers and that counselor I like and the cook or anybody that got in his way. And I really feel out to them, and I know people like you, Ron Schneider, are going to help them understand that. Well, I don't know what they'll understand when it's all done,
well,
but you've given
in the
us...
In the end, they'll have gone through a stressful situation and learned that they can get through things like that. That's what will come out of it.
Thank you, Ron Schneider. We appreciate it a great deal.
You bet. Anytime.